This should not be this hard. Oh my goodness. Just stop talking.
What's up, guys? Welcome to this week's episode of the No Gimmicks Podcast. I'm Brady Leonard.
I'm Josiah Hughes. If I say anything completely out of context, it probably has to do with the football game I'm watching right now.
Joe is currently watching the Jacksonville game, so if he randomly yells, he's not yelling at you.
I might be
he's yelling at the screen.
The Jags are playing well, and you guys don't understand how big a deal that is.
What's a big deal?
You don't know the misery of the last few years in Jacksonville.
The plight of a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. But if Joe gets really angry, he's not angry at the audience. He's probably just angry at Blake Bortles. So
yeah.
Right now he's playing okay.
Right now he's playing amazing. We'll see. I'm holding my breath.
Well, you won't have to hold your breath long, unfortunately. So we don't have a guest this week. Ariel Davidson from the Federalist was supposed to be here, but she actually got super sick this morning, unfortunately. So we're going to try to get her on next week. Hopefully she feels better. Nobody likes being sick. But yeah, it's just me and Joe this week. We got a lot to talk about. This is a big week, man. There's way too much news to cover all of it. Being a once a week podcast is really rough in 2017. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like you need to be like try daily or something like that to really cover everything. But we will do our best. I really don't want to talk very much about the sexual assault stuff, but I guess this is life now in 2017. We have to give the weekly sexual assault update.
Here's the weather, here's the sports, and here's the sexual assault news.
And here's the sexual assault news. For those of you keeping score, I think we're up to 8 women now accusing Al Franken of sexual assault, 5 accusing Congressman John Conyers. Neither one of them have resigned, obviously, because politicians usually don't do that.
You had to go to jail
first. Roy Moore news. A CBS poll shows Roy Moore up 6 points in the Alabama Senate race, which is pretty shocking, pretty crazy. There's been a couple congressmen that have conveniently said, I don't really feel like running for re-election next year. I'm going to retire, without even accusations coming out. That leads me to believe there's going to be accusations coming
they're
out
on their way
against a handful more of these gentlemen. And then the biggest sexual assault news of the week was Matt Lauer, who is now out at NBC News. I think we have a Matt Lauer. Let's play the Matt Lauer clip.
This is Today with Matt Lauer.
It's been some time since my final guest was here, but after the remarkable events of the past year, he needs no introduction. He's back with a new book and more startling evidence of, you guessed it, time warps.
The pipes allowed, I asked.
That's great news. You've had quite a year.
Actually, a stellar year, Matt. In fact, I brought you back a dinosaur egg, which my beautiful partner and lover, Holly Cantrell, was gracious enough to transport. And I'm obviously very excited about my new tome.
It's a book.
16 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list.
Let me get to your discovery, doctor, because...
This is for you. I signed it. You're supposed to say the title and the publisher.
That's not going to happen.
Just say it.
No, just say the damn title. Fine. Matt Lauer Can Suck It by Dr. Rick Marshall.
I was so surprised that your attorney signed off on that. I was like, are you
all
sure?
All right, all right, all right.
This could be okay. He said, yeah, go for it.
I'm aware that has nothing to do with sexual assault or anything that happened in the news this week, but that was, of course, from Land of the Lost.
Brady just really likes that movie.
That movie's hilarious. Nobody's seen it, though. That's seriously Will Ferrell's funniest movie, and nobody's seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I need to watch it.
Matt Lauer Can Suck It. Also, Matt Lauer is a serious creep.
It's funnier than Talladega Nights, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Categorically.
Shit.
All right,
anyway, that was just, I was just distracted by that. You just totally shake and bake me.
So Matt Lauer not only can suck it, but he's a real creep. He has apparently been sexually harassing people at NBC for decades. The creepier point, I think, is he has a rape button under his desk. He literally has a button under his desk that he presses it, and it automatically locks his office door so people can't get out or in, I guess. But apparently he's used this on women that would come into his office. He would lock the door behind them and proceed to do whatever.
Just imagine being in that scenario. You're getting up to leave this creep's office and the door... where you think you're going.
I'm a grown-ass man, and that would still terrify me.
Yes.
Shit. I mean, good riddance to this guy. I mean, that is some really creepy stuff. That is some next-level sexual harassment. That's like pro-status sexual harassment right there.
They need to dig under this guy's sick house. Stuff. So, like, this guy's, I don't know, what would you say?
I don't know. He's somebody that I wouldn't be surprised if he had literal skeletons in his closet. I mean, he seems like a real creep, man. I don't know. So he's out. We'll see what happens with Al Franken and John Conyers. We'll see. I think the Alabama election, I believe, is a week from Tuesday. So we'll see what the Alabama voters have to say about Roy Moore. I mean, I don't know, man. It's on them. I think we said this last week that I'm glad I don't live in Alabama because I don't know what the hell I'd do in that situation.
Hasn't people already said they're going to take his seat away once he gets it?
They have to seat him. So they have to swear him in if he wins, which I think he will. He's in most of the polls, he's up. They could launch a investigation into him. The Senate can, an ethics committee investigation, and see what they come up with. Because there aren't any actual charges against him. So it's not like a legal precedent to remove him from office. So it would have to be, you know, the ethics committee investigating and then making a determination on what to do after that, which I'm sure they will. I mean, there's several ethics committee investigations on other senators and Bob Menendez and Al Franken right now. So what's the third one? let's investigate everybody, man. So I don't know. I don't know if they would end up removing him or what would happen if he does win. I honestly have absolutely no idea how that's going to shake out.
I sure hope they remove him, that's for sure. Already, before he's even started, he's already at odds with the whole Republican Party, so it's not like he's going to get anything done anyway.
I mean, that's his shtick, though, right? You know, he's like the anti-establishment guy, wants to fight everyone, wants to fight the left and then fight the quote-unquote establishment GOP, you know.
He probably doesn't
want to.
There's a lot of guys in jail that he probably doesn't want to fight.
Yeah. Look, with Roy Moore, I don't know. It's not like the Republicans would lose anything by kicking him out once he's seated, because Kay Ivey, the governor of Alabama, is a Republican, and the governor can appoint a senator if a senator's removed or dies in office or something like that. Same way with Al Franken in Minnesota. I mean, the governor of Minnesota is a Democrat. Why don't they just force him to resign and then replace him with another Democrat? I don't know why protecting these people. I mean, John Conyers is a congressman from Detroit. Detroit is as far left a city as you could possibly get. It's not like a Republican's going to get elected in a special election.
No, never. It literally is impossible. I mean? Yeah. Literally a Republican even if, will not, be elected.
Popsicle's chance in hell. A Republican getting elected in Detroit. And then also with John Conyers, too, the man's 88 years old. I don't know why the Democrats have been protecting him. And to their credit, they have been even Nancy Pelosi flipped on him and said that he should resign. And I don't know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I just don't know why, especially in these states where, the elections are not in jeopardy. I mean, these seats are not going to flip from one party to the other in Alabama or in Minnesota or Michigan. So defending these people really doesn't make any sense. No matter what side of the political aisle you're on, I think they should all go away and let the chips fall where they may. You know,
it's like, I kind of feel, on one hand, I kind of feel for our audience a little bit, because I imagine you guys are probably tired about hearing about sexual assault, because it's not a very cheery subject to start with. But I feel like all along, I think speaking for myself, I thought that people were talking up how much sexual assault was going on.
Right.
And I thought it seemed like, it can't be that bad. And then reality, it's like, wait a second, it's so much worse. It seems to be that sexual assault and harassment in the entertainment industry and in news and in politics and I guess pretty much damn everywhere is so much worse than I thought it was.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. I mean, yeah, it's definitely worse than I thought. It seems like anywhere where people have power over other people, this kind of corruption happens, right? It's a power. What is it? Ultimate power or absolute power corrupts absolutely, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a power problem, I think. The power goes to these guys' heads. You know, you look at some of these politicians, they've been politicians forever. John Conyers has been in Congress for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. He's the longest serving member of Congress, which term limits, guys.
Yeah. And term limits. Absolutely. I think maybe also it kind of goes hand in hand with, I think, people who are extremely driven and to be powerful, aka power hungry, are slightly psychotic. And, you know, It seems to go hand in hand. There's a strong correlation, I think, with people who are power hungry and who are prone to exert their power over other people for their own pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a certain kind of person to want to rule over other people.
Right. Yeah.
You know, whether you're elected or otherwise.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a certain kind of person that wants to, you know, just rule the masses.
Right.
You know, it's not a normal impulse, or maybe it is, I don't know, but
you basically have, like I've said this before, I think you have to be a narcissist just to be to want to be president of the United States, pretty much. I mean, I can't really.
Well, you mean leader of the free world isn't a job title that everybody just nonchalantly aspires to have?
It's like, I'm the best man for the job in the whole world. Yeah.
Yeah, it's some serious arrogance to think that you're the best, the brightest, the smartest, the most equipped to deal with.
I mean, I guess you need a little. I guess you need a little bit of that, that little bit of that craziness in society just to propel it forward. As far as people being a little bit arrogant and you know, thinking that they're and getting in over their heads, but it seems to go along with a lot of bad shit.
I mean, like, there's lots of professions that you need to be a little bit delusional, a little bit cocky. I mean, like the music industry too.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, both of us, we spent years and years and years on the road. It's like when you go up at some dive bar in the middle of Kentucky somewhere and eat a dick in front of six people.
Not a literal
dick. You still need to get
dick,
back into the van
like
and be like, yeah, but
dick.
I'm the man. I'm going to crush it tomorrow night and it's going to be sold out. Even though, you know, that's not true.
You have to be a little bit delusional to accomplish anything in this world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if I knew what the music industry is really like before I started at all, I never would have started at all. I think that goes for like everybody. Who is in the music industry. But yeah, I guess there you need a little delusion to accomplish something. But delusion, I think, is different than what? Narcissism?
Somebody asked me the other day what they should do. They really want to get into the music business. I told them, go to med school.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to make money in the music business.
Go be a lawyer, man. Get out.
Yeah, yeah. Do something else.
Get out while you still can.
If you want to make money in the music business, just sell stuff to musicians. Don't sell think product to the masses. Sell it to people who are trying to sell music. That's how you make money. That's the only place there's money to be made in the music industry.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's
anyway,
see. Where are we
hopefully
at?
Hopefully next week we don't have to talk about any more sexual assault.
Yeah. Hey, you know what's important though? We need to talk about tax cut stuff. I feel like that's the real news of the week.
It is. It is. So the Senate finally passed the tax cut bill, 51-49. No Democrats voted for it, and Bob Corker, Republican from Tennessee, voted against it as well. But it passed, and now it is in committee, which means the House passed their version of the bill, the Senate passed their version of the bill, now it's in committee. So members of both houses of Congress will get together, try to come up with some compromises, put the two bills together, and then they'll all vote on it again, and then hopefully it'll go to President Trump's desk where he can sign it into law. This is really good. We've talked about this several times on the podcast, that this tax bill it's not perfect, but it is a huge step forward. It's a huge step in the right direction. I'm very happy about this bill. People like me, middle class in Ohio, and people like Josiah, middle class in Florida. I mean, especially Florida with no state income tax.
Yeah.
But people like us will really, really benefit from this. I mean, we stand to save a couple grand a year at least with this tax cut bill. The arguments against this, I mean, there's a full-scale propaganda campaign against this tax cut bill, and it makes absolutely no sense. It makes none of these arguments are valid at all. The first one that leftists always go to is that, oh, this only benefits the rich. That is insane. Like, actually read what is in this bill. It doesn't really benefit the rich very much. Maybe what they mean is they're lowering the corporate tax rate. So they're lowering the corporate tax rate from 35%, which is the highest in the world, to 20%, which is kind of middle of the pack. There shouldn't be a corporate tax anyway, because corporations are owned by human beings, and human beings are taxed. So you're taxing human beings twice. So that doesn't, but that's conversation for another day. So maybe that's what people mean by it's helping the rich. But I mean, a lot of rich people, especially in high tax states, are actually going to be paying more. So no, the majority of the tax cuts do go to the middle class. I mean, so that argument is completely invalid. This one, Josiah, is just adorable. Some people on the left, this is just adorable. Some people on the left are pretending to care about the deficit.
Deficit?
We won't vote for this because it'll raise the deficit. If you are on the left If you were somebody who voted for President Obama and voted for left-wing people in Congress, and you now magically care about the deficit and the national debt, you shut your damn mouth.
You shut your...
Because where were you over the last 8 years when Democrats turned an $8 trillion deficit into a $20.5 trillion deficit?
In eight goddamn years.
In 8 years. That is the largest growth of debt and spending of any country in the history of the world, and you didn't care about yearly deficits of hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars a year, huge increases in spending, the national debt more than doubling. You didn't care about it when President Obama was in office, but now you care? That I don't want to hear it. Shut your dirty mouth. I do not want to hear it. Unless you've been a fiscal hawk for the last 8 years, you do not have the right to be one now.
God damn it.
Well put. Well, I don't have any tolerance for people on the left that pretend to care about the debt, because they never have.
Yeah,
they never have.
Here's the
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this is because, all right, obviously we care a lot about debt, okay, but the government doesn't look like they're going to stop spending money anytime soon, right?
Nope.
So what we need to do is make more money, because we've lost control of this, our debt ceiling. We've lost control of our spending, and it's a spiral, and there's only one way out, and that's fiscal growth, right? Raising our GDP, finding some new avenues of wealth in the country, because otherwise, we're heading towards a black hole, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, if we were a couple $100 billion in debt, like, there could be an argument to say, let's tax our way out of that. Let's raise taxes on people to pay off our debt. You cannot tax your way out of $20 trillion. Like, you could tax the rich, the top 1%, as Bernie Sanders, like, the top 1%, the 1/10 of 1%.
I'm in the 1%. Never mind. 1/10 of 1%.
Anyway, we're terrible at Bernie impressions, but if you want to tax the shit out of the 1% like Bernie Sanders wants to do, take it a step further. You could confiscate the wealth, not even the income, the wealth of the top 1%. I mean, like, the richest man in America is Bill Gates. I think he's got like $60 billion, and like Warren Buffett's got $50 billion. The Koch brothers are up there like 20-something billion each. You could not even confiscate their income. Take the top 1/10 of 1% and confiscate all of their estates combined, and that still would not put a dent. Wouldn't put a dent in the debt.
Not a dent.
We will not tax our way out of this debt. It's physically impossible. We are too far gone. And unfortunately, the government is not going to stop spending money frivolously the way they do. I just don't think they're going to change. Right. So the only hope we have, the one chance we have of getting out of this debt, is to grow our way out of it.
Yeah. And I want to make another point real quick, which is usually the point I like to point out with taxation with the super wealthy people. You want, as a country, you want them to keep making more money, so that you can keep taxing it. And you want them to keep on having more assets so you can keep taxing them for your society. Otherwise, they move their assets overseas, or they have less assets that you can tax. The higher their assets, the more taxation you get from them, and the higher percentage taxation you get from them. Stealing all their money in 1 year isn't going to do shit for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and this is also why it's important to reduce the corporate tax rate. We're at 35% right now. That's not competitive. The average corporate tax rate in Europe is somewhere between 15 to 22%, right? Why do you think these rich people have bank accounts in Switzerland and Ireland and offshore, you know, the Cayman Islands and places like that? Because their wealth is taxed to a ridiculous extent here. If you bring that corporate tax rate down, companies are going to come back. People are going to put their wealth back in the stock market and back in, you know, investing in America again. Okay, but why would you with a corporate tax rate of 35%?
Yeah.
That is theft, man.
Right.
Like, you're not incentivizing these companies to stay in the States. You're not incentivizing them to make money and reinvest into the markets. You're incentivizing them to move their offices overseas and to keep their money in Swiss bank accounts.
Yeah.
Dude, if I were in the 1%, sure as shit, that's what I would be doing.
See, Ireland.
I'd be like, I'd be on the phone with Switzerland right now, like, hey, man.
Yeah, let's work it out.
Let's work it out.
Hey, yeah, dude, Ireland seems to have figured it out. Like, Ireland has, what, no natural resources? Almost
nothing. They have sheep, bro.
They have sheep. They have basically nothing to work with. But what do? They lowered they have some Irish whiskey, but come on. I'm sorry, Brady. Scotch is just better. It's
sheep
just
and
better.
Whiskey. And that's false. That's silly talk. But go ahead.
All right. But they still managed, what they did is they lowered their corporate tax rate to, what is it, one of the lowest in the world, I think.
And I believe so. I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, but, and now, what do they got? They got industry from all over the world generating finances in Ireland. And that's actually kind of rescuing them because they had a runaway debt issue as well. So, and they're a liberal. Yeah, they have a liberal.
Ireland's corporate tax rate's 12.5%.
Which is, ours is 30. Over
35.
35%.
It's almost triple.
I've never wanted to freaking cuss so much on a freaking podcast before this freaking podcast.
So no shit. If you own a corporation, why wouldn't you?
And we're not just talking about individuals here owning these big mega corporations and gaining all these profits just for their collection of yachts. These companies are owned by a bunch of people who are sharing in the profits of the corporation. So it's not you can't just focus on, just imagine that every one of these huge corporations is owned by the Koch brothers.
No, they're owned by shareholders who happen to be your neighbors. They happen to be your coworkers. That would be anybody with a 401k that is invested in the stock market. I mean, it's you. Like, the corporate tax rate is hurting you.
Yes.
Like, do you understand this? And the New York Times and the Washington Post, and they've been on this crusade against this tax plan, and it just doesn't make sense. The last argument that people have been making, the last argument people have been making against this tax bill is that if it passes, everyone will die. Literally, that is like a leftist talking point, that if the government steals less of your money,
people will
start dropping dead. You'll just die. If you get to keep more of your income, you're going to die. Now, I don't know if they realize we're not talking about healthcare anymore.
They're like,
that's what they said about healthcare too. Even though life expectancy under Obamacare has gone down.
Yeah.
For the first time in like 50 years in this country, life expectancy is lower than it was before Obamacare. So great job, Obamacare, keeping people alive. But also, talking about tax cuts, bro.
Like, hey, what worked last time?
What is the death talk? Like, I don't, that's the most ridiculous straw man argument I've ever heard. It makes absolutely no sense.
We're all gonna die.
There's one reason that you would vote against or be against this tax plan. Like, this really should have been, it was what, 51 to 49 in the Senate to pass this. It should have been like 96 to 4. I mean, this really should have been a bipartisan bill. The only people that rationally should have voted against this would have been like the actual declared socialists.
Yeah.
You know, like Bernie Sanders, I get it. Like, he wants to raise taxes on everyone. So, I get why Elizabeth Warren, also a socialist, I can see why she would be against it. You know, Kamala Harris has a lot of socialist tendencies out in California. I could see how, you know, if your stated thing is, yeah, I want to raise taxes on everybody to create a socialist utopia, I guess I can see that. But I don't understand. Like, this is a huge win for the middle class. And this should have been 90 plus senators voting for this.
I could definitely, obviously Bernie Sanders is going to vote against tax cuts. I mean, he tries to say now that he doesn't want to raise taxes on the middle class, but he was literally admitting that when he was running for president. So not like I believe that for a second. And then, okay, clearly these senators and these congressmen and women are voting against the will of their constituents. I mean, isn't it obvious? It should be plainly obvious. I mean, obviously they don't care about the deficit. They've voted to raise the deficit continuously, you know, for the last 8 years, 9 years. And now all of a sudden they care about it and they don't care. And, you know, it's like important or something. You know, they've been voting against their constituents all along. So, yeah, I don't know how they can do this and then go back and look their constituents in the eye. Well, actually, I do know how.
I don't know. Constituents, I mean, they can lie about it as much as they want, but I mean, all the experts have said, and just common sense, if all this bill did was double the standard deduction from 12 to 24,000, that would still benefit 90% of the middle class. Like, if that was all this bill did, and it does more good than that, but if that's all it did, that would still be a huge plus for the middle class. So how these Democrats are going to go and face their constituents and say, yeah, I voted against the government stealing less of your money. I don't know. Especially, there's 10 Democrats up for re-election next year in the Senate. Senate Democrats who are running for re-election in states that Donald Trump won, okay, like Joe Manchin in West Virginia, Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota, Joe Donnelly in Indiana. How do these guys go to their constituents and say, yeah, I voted for the government to keep stealing more of your money and I don't want you to have any tax relief? How do these guys have a chance of getting reelected?
Are they?
I mean, it's craziness. I do not understand.
I think maybe they're... I think it's either one of two things or a combination of things. Obviously, it's a combination of things. But it's either that they are so confident that in the tribal nature of politics right now that people who are going to vote Democrat are going to vote Democrat. And they're going to believe what they're told. And if they're going to vote Democrat, then they're going to believe the side of the news that is, oh, well, you voted... They're just going to look at the tax bill as raising, as lowering taxes for rich people. And if they're going to vote Republican, they're just going to look at it as you stole money from the middle class. Either they're completely sold that the constituents are a bunch of idiots, or perhaps they're just super disconnected because they don't even know any people, real people.
Yeah, and to put it in perspective, 20 Senate Democrats voted for the Bush tax cuts in 2001. And in 1986, the Reagan tax reform, almost all the Senate Democrats voted for it. I think it passed like 97-3 or something like that because everybody realized it was good for the country. I don't think that people really care what's good for the country anymore. At least people on the left don't. I think they're, honestly, I think they're drunk. They're drunk on their hatred of Donald Trump. I think this is a Trump thing. I think that these Democrats hate Trump so much, if he's for something, they will be against it, even if it hurts their state, if it hurts the middle class in their constituency. And that's completely un-American. I mean, they're breaking their oath of office, you know, to ask, if you ask me. I just think it's like Trump derangement syndrome, man.
Yeah.
We talked about that before. They're just deranged. They wake up. They see a picture of Donald Trump. They just get so angry that they're like, I don't care if I screw over my state. I will screw over anyone if it hurts Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It's like, guys, Trump's your president. He's not going anywhere. On that point, let's move on to the Mike Flynn stuff.
Yeah.
Because this proves, we'll get around to why in a second, but this proves, I mean, stronger than any evidence we've seen so far that President Trump isn't going anywhere, man. He's not going anywhere. I'm glad I'm not Mike Flynn. Don't get me wrong. So Mike Flynn was charged
on
one count of lying to the FBI this week by the Robert Mueller special counsel investigation. Apparently he lied to the FBI. Don't do that. Don't lie to the FBI. It's not smart. If you want to be a free man, it's not wise. This is an extremely light sentence that this carries. You know, people were thinking he would be brought up on much more serious charges. It could mean one or two things. One, this is the only thing Mike Flynn did, or two, that he's gonna, you know, cooperate the investigation. He's about to snitch. He's about to rat out some other people. That could happen too. But here's where it gets tricky with the Flynn stuff. ABC News, Brian Ross over at ABC News broke a blockbuster story from a single anonymous source. You know how much we love those anonymous sources. That said, Flynn, when he was in front of a judge, said that Trump, then candidate Trump, instructed him to contact Russian officials. ABC has now suspended Brian Ross for 4 weeks without pay and issued a retraction and corrected that because that was a complete lie. That never happened. What Flynn actually said was President-elect Trump instructed him to meet with the Russians. That makes perfect sense because as the president-elect, obviously Flynn was on the transition team because he was the incoming national security advisor. Of course,
yeah.
He was meeting with foreign diplomats from every country.
That's
our enemies, our allies.
Difference.
It would be completely irresponsible if he wasn't in contact with the Russians during the transition. This is after the election. We're talking December and January of last year, right? So, of course, he's in contact with Russian officials because when a president is inaugurated, you can't have him and his entire team play catch up for a month. Like, they have to know what the hell's going on in the world. They have to be in contact with all these people so they can jump in and get the job done, not have this, like, you know, grading on a curve situation for a month. Like, that just can't happen. So not only is it completely normal, I mean, the Obama people did this, the Bush people did this, everyone does it. Not only is it normal for transition team members to meet with foreign officials, it would be irresponsible if they weren't doing that. So obviously, ABC News, they ran, I mean, this is, I hate saying fake news, but this was complete fake news.
Yeah.
I mean, they just misquoted Mike Flynn. They ran a fake story. A fake story because they're, once again, they're drunk. They're drunk on their hatred of this president, and they ran this complete bullshit story with just no evidence, nothing. They just misquoted the man, and they're rightly so, you know, paying the price for their lies.
I just
don't think there's anything to this Russia stuff. I could be wrong, obviously, but Man, if the worst thing Flynn did was as the incoming NSA meet with foreign diplomats, like, it would be completely irresponsible if he wasn't doing that. Like, dude, there's nothing here. Like, if am I wrong about this? I just don't think there's anything here.
No. I mean, yeah, obviously, yeah, if they ran, this is when you can use the term fake news, because you just changed the story, made up some shit, and yeah, it's like you said, man. It's, dude, go home. You're drunk. Go home. You're drunk. The media has been running this story all week about, they've been talking about Flynn all week. Freaking, but dude, there's still nothing there. Like, we just found out what we already knew, that he lied to the FBI. No one's surprised about this. We don't know anything else really than that. We don't know if there's going to, but I mean, there could be some more stuff coming out. And obviously this committee is going to keep digging like hell, and they're going to find dirt on somebody somewhere. Are they going to find some sort of Russia, was it called?
Collusion
with the President Trump so they can impeach him? No, you're dreaming. You're dreaming. You're drunk and you're dreaming. You're going to find dirt on people because, let's face it, there's dirt on freaking everybody out there. We've been finding that out recently. But you're not going to find what you're looking for.
That's how these special investigations work. I mean, a special counsel, I mean, they're paid handsomely to investigate. And if they don't catch anybody doing anything, then they stop getting paid to investigate. So, I mean, they're getting Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn's probably going to go to jail for a few months or something for lying to the FBI. Paul Manafort, they got Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign manager, on a money laundering charge from 20 years ago or something. Like, he laundered money through some bank in Cyprus in the 90s or something like that. I mean, that has nothing to do with the Trump campaign. Like, the idea behind this special investigation is investigating whether the Trump campaign, when they were campaigning for the presidency, conspired with Vladimir Putin to help rig the election. By all accounts, that did not happen. Like, there's just no evidence that anything like that happened. So they just want to bring down people connected to Trump. So they got Paul Manafort on this 20-year-old money laundering thing. They got Flynn on lying to the FBI about something when, like, his most incriminating evidence against him is that he was doing his job when he was the incoming NSA, right? Like, that's not, like, that's it.
Security Advisor.
Yeah. And it's just, I don't know, man. And the fact that the leftists in the media really ran with this fake ABC news story for a while, and that's, you know, they did retract it. They did correct the story and said that they totally messed up, but not before that story had circulated for 24 hours in the press. You know, that's what always happens. They just, people on the left, they seem to be fine with lying and making up these stories because they know that the lie is going to get 10 times the coverage than the retraction, you know, and that's kind of troubling too. Like, yes, they retracted it. They corrected themselves, but not before they lied for 24 hours on TV.
Yeah. Sorry, I just got super distracted. I was watching this game. It was a terrible call. Try not to.
What's the score?
It's 27-10, Jacksonville.
Look at that. Blake Bortles.
Look at him. He's like a real quarterback. Sorry.
Almost.
I just totally. It was just, this was just way more interesting than Russia. I
really hope we don't have to talk about Russia anytime soon. I just don't think, like, I've tried to look at this from every angle, man, and I'm just not seeing shit.
Interception!
The good kind or the bad kind?
The good kind.
Woo!
Sorry. All right, I'm back.
I saw on Twitter a while ago, after Blake Bortles had one of his, like, classic Blake Bortles games,
Caesars,
that we should send him to Russia to overthrow Vladimir Putin, because overthrowing people is kind of all he's good at.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Football joke.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's move on. No more Russia.
No more Russia.
There's just nothing there, guys. And for those of you who really hate Trump, hey, if anything is going to get him out of office, it is not going to be this.
Yeah.
Trust me. He's not going anywhere. I mean, he's fat and old, so maybe bank on him having a heart attack or something. But trust me, he's not getting impeached because of Russia. Sorry to all the, maybe the one or two leftists listening to the show. I'm pretty sure we've driven most of them away at this point.
If you're a leftist and you still listen to the show,
kudos.
respect.
Mad respect, dog.
Mad respect. You have nerves of steel.
We tend to be honest on the show, and we are conservatives. We're not ashamed of that. So our biases obviously do come out. Let's move on, man. No more Russia. I really hope we don't have to talk about Russia for at least, let's give it a couple months. A little break. Put Russia on ice for a while. Let's talk a little bit about the story this week that pissed me off the most. And that was the jury's decision out in San Francisco, California, on the Kate Steinle case. This was really abhorrent, in my opinion. For those of you guys that don't know, I think we've talked about Kate's Law before, which is a law that's currently stalled out in the Senate and it's probably never going to pass. But Kate Steinle, I believe it was 2014 when this happened, 2014 or 2015. She's a young woman in San Francisco who was murdered by an illegal immigrant. Jose Inez Garcia Zarate is the gentleman's name, who stole a gun and killed this young woman, Kate Steinle. Zarate is an illegal alien who was deported 5 times and defied deportation 6 times. You know, kept coming back into the country illegally. Has been convicted of 7 additional felonies. 7 felonies on top of the defying deportation 6 times. And since San Francisco is a sanctuary city, they kept just releasing him. They refused to hold him. They refused to hand him over to ICE. They just kept releasing him out in the general public. And the last time they did, he stole a gun and murdered Kate Steinle. Zarate's defense in this case was, I don't have the exact quote, but it was something along the lines of he was taking a walk in the park, found a gun on the ground, picked it up, and because he was so stupid he didn't know how a gun works, it just went off and shot Kate Steinle in the back of the head. Now, we're both gun owners, Josiah.
Yeah.
Do your guns just, like, become animate objects and just have a mind of their own just go off randomly?
No.
It's never happened to me. It's never happened. It doesn't just, you don't just randomly shoot people in the back of the head.
And this was not some gun he, you know, that was somebody 3D printed in their basement. This is a Sig Sauer 40, so
yeah,
those don't go off on their own ever. It isn't going to happen. So you're not going to have any malfunctions with that.
Yeah, they're not known as unreliable weapons. So a jury in San Francisco let this guy off, let Jose Zarate off, found him innocent of murder, innocent of involuntary manslaughter, which makes absolutely no sense. They charged him with, I believe, second degree murder, which is kind of hard to prove. You need to, you know, prove intent, you know, to actually nail him with that, you know, there would have to be, you know, he woke up that day planning to kill this person. So maybe they overcharged a little bit, but still the jury had the right to consider involuntary manslaughter, which this is clearly at the very least involuntary manslaughter. You can get involuntary manslaughter if you're texting and driving and hit somebody else's car and somebody ends up dead. You're going to jail for 10 years for involuntary manslaughter. Okay. Even if his testimony was true, that he randomly picked up a stray gun and it went off and he accidentally shot this girl in the back of the head, that's still at the very least involuntary manslaughter. But they just let him off. They let him walk with everything except like an illegal gun charge because he's a 7-time convicted felon, so he isn't able to own a gun legally. And all the government's doing, they're deporting him again for the 6th time. I guess 6 times a charm, right? Maybe he'll, you know, respect immigration laws this time. Probably not. This is just a complete miscarriage of justice, man. I mean, we'll break this down a little further, but this is insane. There's no, you cannot rationalize this decision by this jury. This is a political decision. If this man was not an illegal immigrant, he'd be in prison for murder. I'm 100% confident of that. San Francisco is they're proudly a sanctuary city. They're fine with letting criminals, felons walk if they're illegal immigrants. Dude, where do I get to go somewhere and commit 7 felonies and walk?
Look, dude.
Why does this guy have more leniency legally than I do as an American taxpaying citizen?
Not just
this is
more
absolutely
leniency.
Insane. This is madness.
10 times more leniency. Like, let's say I have a legal firearm and I say I brandish it in public. I have no felonies. I'm going to jail. This is a felony to brandish a weapon in public. All right. This guy shot somebody in the back of the head, an innocent. All right. And not only that, just the possession of a firearm is for a felony is a big deal. Not to mention, if you say you have 2 felonies or 3 felonies, especially, you sneeze, you're going to be a career. You're going to be in the system for your life, pretty much. So,
especially in California. California has a 3 strikes. They're a 3-strike state. If you have 3 felonies, you're going away for like 10 years. 3 strikes, you're out in California. Okay? This guy, an illegal immigrant, has committed 7 felonies in California, and they just let him go. Because politics? But because they're a sanctuary city? The sanctuary for whom? Not a sanctuary for Kate Steinle, who was taking a walk in the park and got shot in the head by a guy who just walked.
Yep.
I mean, this is, for everybody listening, I I feel like I'm talking to the left right now because I need you people to understand. The right-wing guys listen to this podcast, you guys get it. But this is ridiculous. This is inexcusable. This is not justice. This doesn't make any sense. This isn't constitutional. Just because you want illegal immigrants to stay here doesn't mean you can let a 7-time convicted felon walk just to pick up a gun and shoot an innocent bystander. This is absolutely insane. And but, dude, on that topic, on the topic of immigration, like, I feel like we've talked about this. We've got some flack about this from listeners of the podcast in the past, but like, we're both like, I don't line up with Donald Trump or Ted Cruz on the immigration stuff. Like, I'm pretty liberal on immigration. Like, I'm a lot closer to like Marco Rubio's like amnesty plan, who like conservatives hate Marco Rubio for that. But like, I'm fine with if people are here illegally and the only crime they've committed is coming here illegally, they should get a path to amnesty. Like, I honestly believe that. Like, I don't line up with conservatives on the immigration topic in large, but like, that has nothing to do with this. Like, it's not about just kicking all the Mexicans out or anything like that. I mean, this is a 7-time convicted felon. They let him walk. He killed a woman. And because San Francisco loves illegal aliens so much, they let him walk. Found him not guilty of killing this girl that he clearly killed. I don't, like, this is inexcusable. This is apprehensible. These people should be ashamed of themselves, and this judge should lose his job.
Yep. Oh, man, the days when judges are making political decisions are when you got to really take a long look at the system that you're involved in. That's when you know you're in dangerous times.
I agree. I hope somehow, some way that the family of Kate Steinle gets justice, you know, because justice was clearly not served here. I mean, the country and the state of California definitely let this family down. They let every citizen of California down. You know, look, if you don't want to deport illegal aliens, if you want to be completely lax in immigration law, that's one thing. But giving illegal aliens special treatment legally is just insane. I mean, how does that make any sense? We're the greatest country in the history of the world. There should be some benefit to being a citizen of this country, right? I mean, come on. This is the United States of America. You can't be treated better under the law or just basically have a free pass to be lawless if you're here illegally. That's crazy talk. Like, this is mind-boggling.
Yeah. Not to mention the career criminals are the ones who have an easy path back into the country. You deport somebody who maybe makes a little mistake, who's, you know, he might have sold everything he could, did everything he could to get over here. He's maybe working really hard. He makes one mistake. He gets deported. But then he doesn't get to come back. He might not have a way back. The career criminals, they can come back whenever they want because they got people lining up to help them over.
Exactly. And like I said, I'm not a border hawk. I'm not an immigration hawk. Like, the peaceful people who haven't committed any additional crimes who are here illegally, I think, let them stay. Let's secure the border so we can actually regulate who's coming in. But I'm fine with amnesty, man. I'm fine with like the Marco Rubio amnesty thing. This is a completely different topic. You know, this isn't like a round them up and deport them thing. But this guy, I mean, Jose Inez Garcia Zarate, he murdered an innocent woman and he's walking. They're deporting him. They're deporting him again for the sixth time, but narrator, he'll be back. Come on. He's defied deportation so many times. He'll be back. He'll be back with a quickness, and he'll be killing more people because you idiots in San Francisco can't get your shit together. This is a joke, man. I mean, this was an absolute joke, and the country really let this family down.
Yep. So is that
our
just end
the podcast on a really low note?
Is
again?
That our low note?
Oh, man. Where we like to end the podcasts on a high note. Let you guys know something you should check out, something non-political. I completely forgot what I was going to say this week. I didn't really do anything this week, man. Lots of family stuff, lots of yard work, same old. I got nothing, man. What do you got?
I don't know, man. I don't really got much either. Been a little bit too busy this week and not the good kind. Let's see. Well, I was at Target the other day buying stuff and we went to the Christmas section. I need to get my first real tree, by the way. That was pretty cool. It's now my house smells like Christmas tree. It's a big deal for me. They didn't sell those in Thailand. But we were in Target.
They have trees in
Thailand? Yeah, they cut them all down. There's no more trees. It's literally just cement. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, I was in Target and we were looking at Christmas stuff and I was looking for a nativity scene. A nativity set. And there was one. There's 30 goddamn reindeer sets and one nativity set. And this nativity set looks like it came out of a goddamn cereal box. I mean, come on, man. So basically I'm saying, can you guys please go out and buy some nativity sets? Get this capitalist country back on its feet and get some more baby Jesuses in our stores.
So like, people know there's still demand economically for baby
Jesus. We need a bigger economic demand for baby Jesuses.
For sure.
I'm more of a baby Jesus Christmas guy than a Santa Claus Christmas guy. Everybody hates me for that, but I don't know. That's just how I like it. Okay.
I mean, it seems like common sense or something, but you know,
I think Santa Claus is kind of ridiculous. Everybody hates me for saying that, but I don't like it. I think Santa Claus is dumb. That's right. I said it.
You're ruining the hopes and dreams of Americans.
I don't have any emotional connection to a damn reindeer. Okay.
They are delicious.
I have never seen a reindeer.
I ate a reindeer.
I didn't
eat caribou. Delicious meat.
Sounds, yeah. I would eat one. Maybe if the tradition was eating reindeer on Christmas.
I could go for some reindeer meat right now.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, I'm pretty hungry. Oof, that sounds delectable.
I don't want any creepy guys coming down my chimney and stealing my cookies. All right? Not into it. I want good old baby Jesus, the foundation of Western culture. All right?
Damn right. Damn right.
It's getting hot in here.
War on Christmas, man.
Buy a nativity set, man. I'm going to have to buy mine online. Thanks to all you pagans out there.
Oh, I've got one. It's on a shelf, though, so my cats don't destroy it.
Your cats hate Christmas. I swear your cats are demon-possessed, man. Sitting right on top of your internet router and getting all their fur in it. What's that all
about? That's why we have lag on the podcast sometimes. My router's clogged with cat hair. And that's, I know that's not exactly how it works, but.
Just sitting there looking smug at you, like, I know this is important to you, so I'm going to ruin it.
I'm slowing your internet connection down. What are you going to do about it, bitch? That's what my cat says. The disrespect out of my cat. I mean, that's the way he speaks to me.
Yeah.
In his own cat tongue.
Cat tongue.
I also can't really get a real tree because I feel like my cats would either climb it or like pee on it or something. I don't know. It wouldn't be good.
Attack
be
your ornaments.
Travesty.
You can't like have any family heirlooms on your tree or anything. They'll get eaten.
Yeah, you can't have nice things if you have cats.
Cats can sense what you like and then proceed to destroy it.
Yeah, they just want to destroy everything you love in life.
Yeah.
It's kind of what they do, man. It's why do I have cats? I don't know.
I don't know, man. You'll have to explain that one to me.
I don't know. What do I have this week? I don't know. I didn't do much this week, guys. I was pretty lame this week. Just busy. Like Josiah said, not the good kind. I don't know. I watched a Tom Petty documentary on Netflix. It's called Running Down the Dream. It's like Tom Petty's story. I think it came out like 10 years ago, but it was just put on Netflix, and it's pretty good. I'm a big Petty fan, so it's cool. That's it. That's terrible. I totally forgot to think of something before the podcast, man.
Mine sucked, but I think that sucked more.
Gosh, we're awful at this. I feel like we'd be better at this by now. It's like episode 43. Jeez. Hey, we are why we can't have nice things.
You know what needs to happen is people need to start tweeting stuff at us so we can respond to at the end of the show. And that way we can bring it up a little bit.
Maybe we should like answer like Twitter questions and stuff a couple times a month.
Yes. I'd be down with that.
We should do that. Let us know on Twitter at NoGimmicksPod if that's something we should do. Also, please tweet at us if we got something wrong or if we got something right. We'd love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, if this is the first time listening to this podcast and you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe on iTunes or on SoundCloud. Always leave us a 5-star rating and a good review. We'd really appreciate it. That helps us out a lot. Freaking love you guys, man. We love you guys. We will be back next week. Hopefully, Ariel Davidson will be with us healthy. Next week. And yeah, we love you. No gimmicks.
No gimmicks. Go Jags.